Say that. Okay, let's start. First, I want to thank one of the chavrus sponsoring the shir. It's a schus for four shlema for Esther Tova Baz Devor. She shav for four shlema for Soshai Chol Yisrael. And the parnas hayom. So to thank the Gluck family, Leili Nishmas, Shendel Bas Ben Yamin Zev, and the Shem Shav and Leah, and the family of Simcha Nachas and Brocha. And the parnas hashana, Leili Nishmas of Gedali Ben Reb Shimon. Only Simcha Nachas and Bracha. Okay, we're on page Chav Ches, Meshivas Nefesh, with the parish of Meshiv Nafshi, Rav Kivak, and we were talking about the very counterintuitive theory that Rabbi Nachman revealed that the feeling a person has of being far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a feeling of being detached from Kedusha and so on, that instead of feeling that disqualifies you, Rabbi Nachman teaches that Adarabba, the word Adarabba means the opposite, the Nahapahu, because you know Adarabba is Adarba, right? The month of Adar, the whole mystery of the month of Adar is that it's counterintuitive, it's the Nahapahu, and that Not only is the person who's far away not disqualified, but Adarabba, that feeling of being distant is an opportunity for his karvus. Because Baruch Hu has the greatest nachas ruach, that's what we've been learning. Because Baruch Hu has the greatest nachas ruach, when a person from that place of distance is asking the question, Aye makom kavoda. It's not about my own kavod. If it's about my own kavod, I'm a lo yuslach, I'm an unsuccessful failure. But Yiddishkeit is not about, it's not about you. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and kavod Hashem. And kavod Hashem means to live with the question every minute of your life, Aye makom kavoda. And when a person asks the question of Ayi Mekayim Kavodai, and the person's objective is Kavod Hashem, then Davke, what Reb Nachman taught us in this piece of this Torah, was Iker Gedulos Hashkash Baruch Hu, Shagam Harachaykim Veni Yisbarach Ma'od Gam Heim Yiskavol Avodasa. That the greatest Kavod of Hashem is when a person who's far away remembers Hashem and comes back. That's the greatest Kavod of Hashem. So you feel that you are the furthest away, and at that moment in your life, you are very far away. But when you begin to ask, instead of staying focused on your own failure, you begin to ask, Ayye makom kavoda, what about Hashem's kavod? And that draws you back towards Him. The greatest nachas that Hashem has is when someone who is far away comes back. It's the biggest nachas, just as we learn, a child who is far away, who is distant, that returns, there's no greater nachas to the parent. We were talking a little bit about the machlokes of Kairach and Pugam of Kairach, which is Gaiva. Gaiva means it's not about Hashem's covet, it's about my covet. And since I have messed up, I have failed, I'm very far away, I'm no good, I'm horrible, Hashem has no nachas for me, and my life is a mess, and so on. That's all Kairachtik, that's all about your own covet, that's coming from a place of your own Gaiva. And instead of thinking about yourself, you would think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You would turn around and say, I know that I've made mistakes, but by being honest and asking, Ayim Akram Kavoida, where is your covet? How can Hashem's covet be revealed here? The greatest covet of Hashem can be revealed, Davka, by you. Returning to Him from this place that you're in, that's the greatest covet that you can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the last sentence of the Torah was, that one cannot do this by oneself. It's through the tzaddikim of the generation, the tzaddikim of the dorist, by being connected to true tzaddikim. So we're in the middle of page Chav Ches. And this, of course, was Korach's problem. Korach had everything going for him, but he was not, at the end, he was looking for something that wasn't his. And instead of giving himself over to the tzaddik, to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Aaron HaKohen, to the tzaddikim, instead of giving nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way, he fell into that pagam of gaiva. That's what we were learning before. So his karma to the tzaddik, he kasher ruach hachaim shel hatzaddik noishev b'leiv ha'adam. When the ruach of life is blowing in the heart of a person, of the tzaddik, rather, the ruach hachaim shel hatzaddik. When the ruach hachaim of the tzaddik is when that wind of the life of the tzaddik is blowing in the heart of a Jew, and the person has a connection to the tzaddik, yakir ha'adam b'chisaron ha'gaiva, the person will recognize, will understand the unbelievable pagam, the damage that takes place to this gaiva of everything being about your own self-esteem, about what you have accomplished or how you have failed. By being connected to the Ruach HaChaim of the Tzaddik, a person realizes B'godol HaTos, the great mistake of this way of thinking. This terrible mistake when a person's entire life and all of his Yiddishkeit is based upon his accomplishments, his grades on the report card, what he's accomplished so far, what he's done, the grand scheme that he's making, and all of those things that it's based upon, that his Yiddishkeit is based upon Hatzlocha. So that Hatzlocha based Yiddishkeit is a tremendous mistake. I've spoken many times about this over the years, and I've had these conversations with many wonderful chaver who are reaching out to try to bring other Jews close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which has been called over the years, Kiruv HaChaikin. Lubavitcher Rebbe was very much against using that term, but yet it's a term that's often used. Kiruv HaChaikin, Jews who are not religious, bringing them back to Torah Mitzvahs, which is an unbelievably great thing. It's the greatest nachas that Hashem has. When there's a Jew who is far away, he was brought close. But there are two ways of looking at that holy work. And I've had this conversation with many, many chaver, and I've spoken about it in different places. Because I've seen among many of those tzaddikim sakonias who are Isaac in this, who go to a college campus, or who go to some place, out of town, and they're trying to build Yiddishkeit in that place, which is the tzaddikim. But they're often told, or by the people who are paying their salaries, that those individuals want to see success. And the way that you measure success is how many people did you make from, right? They use that term. How many did you make from? Because I remember years ago, I was working for some a couple of people like that, and every single week they wanted an accounting of what did you accomplish this week? Did you make anybody from like making an omelet or something? Did you make anybody from? And I don't think so. I don't know. I spoke to him about Yiddishkeit. We had some shiurim. We sang a niggun or two. We did a rikud. Someone came for Shabbos, this one didn't want to come for Shabbos, this one drove on Shabbos, this one didn't drive on Shabbos. I don't know, you're looking for the scorecard of how many people did we make this stik to chever, how many people did we make from. So what happens is that these askonim, these business people, have very good intentions. Their intention is to help Jews become Shem and Termises. The problem is that the same way that they look at the success of their business, they look at the success of Kiruv HaChaikim. In the same way that they want to see results, at the end of the week, they ask their employees, how much did you bring in this week? How many deals did you make? How many cars did you sell? How many insurance policies did you? And if the person says, that's not how it works. The Ikar Avayda is that I was mishtadl, I made a shtadlus, number one. Number two is that there are people who never ever thought in their lives about buying insurance, and I spoke to them, and they're thinking about one day buying insurance. The guy, and you tell it to your boss. I was able to accomplish this with somebody this week. I spoke to a person, and he never ever thought about insurance, and this week, he thought about insurance. So the boss says, "What do you mean? Where's the policy? I mean, did he sign?" He said, "No, he's not. He's not interested in signing now. He doesn't want to sign. So by the boss, you're a lo yitzlach. You're not matzliach because the hatzlacha is measured. Where's the money? With you, here's the deal. Where did you bring in the money? You didn't bring in the money. There's no deal. So you were not matzliach. So you have that type of corporate based kiruv, where you have somebody that measures success by people turning around and becoming from, which is a nice thing. If somebody wants to keep mitzvahs, that's beautiful. That's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving nachas to Hashem. But for instance, in Chabad, by the Rebbe's chusam, there was never such a mahalak. The Rebbe saw that it was a gewaldige revach, a gewaldige big deal if you got this Jew to put on film one time in his life. And it's a huge thing. He didn't become from. There was somebody that was so far away from Hashem, he hasn't put on film his whole life. And he put on a film Shayat and film so rush. And he said, Shema Yisrael, Hakel Revan. Is he keeping Shabbos? Not yet. Maybe he will. But right now, he's putting on film. He put on film one time. Put on film one time. And they make a whole big party because this guy put on film for one time. And everybody's crying. And everybody's all excited. He put on film one time. And the person who sees that as Hatzlacha, the Hatzlacha is not because of something that you were able to bring back a Jew who wasn't from, and now he's from. The Hatzlacha is that you gave Nachas Ruach Hashem as well. And for that moment, this Jew says, Shema Yisrael, it's a Gewaldige Nachas Ruach that you gave to Hashem as well. That's when your Avoida is for Kavod Hashem. When your Avoida is for Kavod Asmacha, how to build your own self-esteem, then you need to have pictures on your wall of all the people that you made from. These are my people. I made all these people from. So that's about your cover. It's not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cover. And the discouragement, so much of the discouragement comes from feeling that I haven't accomplished. Same thing when you're raising children. You try your hardest. You do your best. The kid came out like that. So you look at yourself as being a lo yitzlach because the kid didn't come out as from as your neighbor's kid, or didn't come out to be, you know, a Talmud Chacham or something, or some tzedekis, and you're very, very disappointed. That whole way of thinking is not the way of the tzaddik. It's not the way that the tzaddik thinks. The aura of the tzaddik is an aura of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not of your scorecard, or anybody's scorecard. It's the aura of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in this moment, you're able to bring Nachas Ruach Hashem. And the greatest Nachas Ruach Hashem has is when somebody who Davke is not a Talmud Chacham and says, you know, right now I'm going to open up the Gemara and I'm going to put in a solid hour. That's a tremendous thing for Kavod Hashem. It's a tremendous thing for Kavod Hashem. So when a person feels the Ruach HaChaim of the Tzaddik, then he's able to recognize the Pagam, this Gaiva, this conceit. Begodl hatos, and terrible mistake. Sheesh kasha kol chayev, that there is when a person's entire life is miyusad al hatzlochus v'hasegim v'chulam. His entire life is dependent upon and based upon what he was masig, what he accomplished, how much he knows, how much of a difference he made in the world, what he was able to accomplish, and so on. And if a person understands the gaiva in all of this and the mistake in all of this, they'll be able to live with the ruach of the tzaddik, which is the ruach lichyos emkim pashtus hatorev amitzvus. To do your best in a kind but pashtus in an utterly simple way, torev amitzvus. To be an elohim in whatever way you can, the way pashtus. Was yamshach liskayis the ruach mufla. And that will enable you to be zeichet to ruach mufla, to a wondrous ruach, shel hizdabkas bepnimis haTorah, to mizdabik to the inner intention of the Torah. Why Hashem Yisbar gave us the Torah? Why Hashem gave us the Torah? It's not for our self esteem. It's not to be able to have a good resume. It's not to be able to prove how smart I am. It's not to be able to outsmart somebody in an argument. That's not why Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. The pnimius rasan of Hashem's Baruch is the dveikus b'Hashem and kavod shemayim, the kavod Hashem. And a person is able to mizdabik the pnimius haTorah. Einu halimudim amavarim inyan hanachas ruach. Shenimtze b'chol mitzvah. And the, what's the pnimius of Torah? The pnimius of Torah is this message of the tzaddik, which is that in every single mitzvah that a Jew does, whatever that mitzvah person does, b'chol divrei tzaddikim terasam, to be able to know and to feel and to believe in the nachas ruach that Hashem has. The pshitas, tmeitas. The nachas ruach that Hashem has brought us. B'chol divrei tzaddikim terasam, was yuchal lizka tamid, shal yodo yochal es alas kveit shamayim, to feel the nachas that through him, he's able to give kavod to Hashem. What I just did now. And if I could do more, I try to do more. And if I could learn more, I'll learn more. If I could daven better, I'll daven better. But it's all to give kavod to Hashem. And through what I'm doing now is this alas kveit shamayim, because gabim mo'od l'avodas Hashem's b'kavod. You know, there's a vart from this Fasemis, I think it's a Tav Reish Lamed Zayin, in that neighborhood of Lamed Zayin. He's talking about Purim, but he's talking, the Fasemis is talking about how he says in the Megillah that Mordechai went every single day, Lirois B'Shleim Esther, right? He went to see, Esther was in this whole secret mission in the palace. And he went, and Mordechai would go every day to find out, because Mordechai had an inside, you know, so he went to find out every single day how Esther was doing. So Chavah, how long was that? It says every day he went. How long a period of time was that? Anybody know how long a period of time? The Megillah took place over a longer time than it seems like when you're laying it. Right? How long was that? It was approximately 5 years. That Kufa, that until it went to the next part of the story, that time when Esther was like being primed and Lechule, it was approximately 5 years. So approximately 1,500 days, something like that. I don't know. I didn't make a cheshbon. 5 years. Mordechai went every single day. Shabbos, Yontif, Chol HaMoed. Mordechai went every single day to see how's Esther, what's going on with Esther, every single day. So Sfasema says, it's a Mordechai thing. Look, this Muhammad that Am Yisrael's in right now started by Simchas Torah, by Shemini Atzeres. It's much less than 1,500 days, right? It's much less. It's not 5 years. It's been going on for about 5 months, something like that, right? And there's already a feeling that many people have of fatigue. I'm not talking about the guys and the girls that are out there on the front. They're fighting. But, you know, the Indian with the davening and with the avoida, I mean, there are individuals who are non-stop unbelievable, but for the Hamoin Am, it's natural, and there's nothing to be ashamed of, it's natural, that when something is continuing, in the beginning there's a tremendous fire, there's a tremendous feeling of ischachus and ischaskus, and you're going to put your entire life into doing this. And I'll never be able to smile until the war is finished. I'm never going to lie down on a bed like, you know, the Chofetz Chaim didn't during the war. I'm never going to. But then over time, there's a certain fatigue that sets in, that you become tired. You're ready, you know, Shila Malos and Shiha Malos have already become part of the davening. So it means you're allowed to take out your phone while you're saying it. You're allowed to yawn while you're saying Shiha Malos. It became part of a certain routine of life. There's a heaviness and a fatigue that comes when you're Isaac in the same thing over and over. You see, the tzaddik, the ruach chaim of tzaddik is something else. That's what Sfasemis is talking about. I have to go ahead and look at this yet, but I remember the Sfasemis is saying that it's a big thing that even the tzaddik is that every single day that he went, he went with the hischachus. Because his inyan wasn't about what will the end be with Esther? Or what will be the end of the war? What's the plan? What's the plan? How's this gonna go down? The inyan of the tzaddik is right now I can give chiyus to Esther by stopping by. So Even when you have a person that you know that is sick for a long time, lo aleinu. When the person got sick, so then there wasn't anything to turn the world upside down. Still, you would turn the world upside down, but something in the avodah, unless it's chalila, husband or wife, a mother or father, a child, but if it's a friend, if it's an acquaintance, so over time it becomes a name on the tilim list, and it doesn't have that fire and that passion of that first time, because at this point the tachlis is just, is he better yet? Is that person better yet? And if the answer is no, I'm sorry to tell you, the person's not better yet. So then, okay, we'll keep on saying tilim. The Ruach Chaim of the Tzaddik is something else. The Ruach Chaim of the Tzaddik is this moment in time. It's not about whether this succeeds and the person gets better at the end. Only Hashem. But it's about right now. I'm doing something for another Jew in a way that I can do right now for this Jew. I don't know that I'll be successful. If success is measured by the refuah of this person, so then what happens to people, especially when children are so innocently davening for something and it doesn't come out the way that they were davening, so the children learn from an early age that to be, you know, discouraged. So, I was unsuccessful in my davening. The tzaddik doesn't live that way. Because the success of tefillah, of davening, is this moment I gave myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help this Jew, period. That's all I could do. I can't fix this cancer. I can't fix this heart condition. I can't do that. I don't know whether in the end the person is going to survive. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that the biggest nachas ruach that Hashem has is when His children care for each other. Every parent knows that. So you're wondering, how does Mordechai? What is he? He's got nothing to do. Mordechai, he was the Bad Lahador. Mordechai had lots of things to do. And Mordechai had every single day. He didn't stop. 5 years Baruch, not exactly, but Baruch 5 years every single day. Mordechai, there was Mishlei Master. And every single time he went with the same brand, with the same fire, with the same, because it wasn't about whether the plan has worked. It wasn't about whether the results are matzliach in this crazy plan of sending the tzaddikis, you know, into the tunnel with Hamas. That's what happened. Only Hashem could do such a miracle. I don't know. But I know that my avayda right now, this moment today, is an avayda liras b'shlei mezda. So, therefore, for the tzaddik, after 5 years, it was like the first day. The same energy, with the same step, walking, going there to see what's with Esther. That's the ruach chaim of the tzaddik. It's not about the big plan. It's not about how do things turn out. Sometimes like this, sometimes like that. Shavuos Bachfir is developed. I don't know how it turns out. But right now, Liras B'Shleim Esther, can I go help Esther a little bit? She's a Yesoima. She doesn't have a father. She doesn't have a mother. She's sitting there by herself in this filth. So for 1 second that she could see her uncle. For 1 second she could... It was the differences in Chazal about how he was there, but it's not important for now. But for 1 second, for this second, that's all. That gives Nachas Ruach, that Shem's Ruach, and it makes us to feel good. And that's the end of it. What's going to be? Is she ever going to get out of this place? In the end, she didn't even get out of this place. She never got out of the place, really. She spent the rest of her life with it, with Hamas. I mean, it's horrible to think about it. So Mordechai, the Ruach Chaim of the Tzaddik is not, did I succeed, did I fail? And was I successful in my plan? Because if it was me or you, we were going around for 5 years saying, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did this. It's my fault. I can't believe I got asked into this. It's already 5 years. I can't believe this. What did I do? That wasn't the union of the tzaddik. How we came to this conclusion to do such a thing, and where this came, and how it came about with this Ruach HaKodesh, that this was the avoid at that moment in time, that was between Mordechai and Hashem's Bar. I'm just trying to talk about it, but it's not important for now. But that he was mishalach every day to go, that was his avodah. That's the Ruach Chaim of the tzaddik. And when you live in that way, then you don't get fatigued by the days that pass. And the war has been going on already for months, and a person faces that day with the same hislavas of my avodah, to care about other Jews and to put my koiches into tefillah. That's Hashem's inyan of how this all works out. It's not my inyan. My inyan is right now to do what I could do. This is what I could do, and I could do. And when a person does that, so then there's a fire, there's an excitement. It doesn't go away. The time doesn't go away. That's what he means. That's the Ruach Chaim of the tzaddik. And to know that a person gives that nachas ruach, he's got more love than ruach karoi. And when a person lives with this aura of the tzaddik, then even if it doesn't work out, it's hard. It's going. It's taking. It's not going easily. It's not ups and downs. Become kasha nafal shuv. And even if you fall, you couldn't sustain whatever that avodah was that you were trying to work on, and you fell. You don't get lost in Yeyush, in despair and giving up and depression and it didn't work. What I tried didn't work. I tried this so many times, didn't work. I tried to be better so many times and I failed. You don't go into that whole sugya. Yischazik oitpam. Like Mordechai Yehudi. Yischazik oitpam. Lo yisayef. No fatigue. You're not tired. Can't believe I already tried this so many times. You know, Rabbi Nachman, he said, and certainly in Avodah, I don't remember the number right now, but hundreds and hundreds of times, he said in one day he tried this, and until finally he succeeded. Look what that is. Lo yisyayiv, and not to get tired, Rak Yomar, but to say, Adarabba. Adarabba. Atash nisuchakti, kolkach, here I am once again. I failed. Here I am. And it's shachakti. Shagam lacha sheftachti mischadashti. Nafalti shuv. That even after I promised myself and I promised Hashem that I was going to be better. And it's chadashti and I started a new thing. Nafalti shuv. I fell again. So what could I do right now? I could walk away from this because of the fatigue that comes with trying and failing. Or I could say, "Ati is Allah b'yosek v'ed Hashem, imeschazik me'ata." That right now I have an opportunity to bring up Kavod Hashem, to be magalik v'ed Hashem, if I'm meschazik, to start again, to try again. That's because that's what Hashem wants of you. He doesn't want you to fall into the cesspool. He wants you to sink deeper. He wants you to try again. So that means that's his Kavod. What about your Kavod? Your Kavod is. Your COVID is shot. Your COVID is terrible. Your self-esteem, what they call. Why? Because you failed again. But the Ruach of the Tzaddik is, whoever told you that, you just got it about your self-esteem. That's not how it works. It's about COVID Hashem. What would give Hashem COVID right now? That you repeat the surveyor? No. What would give COVID Hashem is that you begin again. And you're strong. And you don't, and right now you can do that and don't do the surveyor now. And that gives Kavod Hashem. Not only does it give Kavod Hashem, it gives Gevaldik Kavod Hashem because you came from a place where you could have easily slipped deeper into the cesspool. And you said, I'm not going to do it because that's about my gaiva, that's Kairach. But if it's about Kavod Hashem, then it's been a half. Now they're having. Start again. and somebody says, "Well, somebody knows you," says, "You're such a loser. This is like the 1,000th time you've tried doing this. You're but a loser." That's what the loser tells you. It's the 1,000th time, and you're starting this again. Say b'simcha ram, kavod Hashem's simcha ram. Unlike you, where you just keep on sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper because you haven't satisfied your self-esteem because of your gaiva. Bikashtam gam kahuna, because you need to be the kohen gadol. And if you're not the kohen gadol, then that doesn't give nachas to Baruch Hashem. And if you're not a big lamdan, you can't be a tzaddik. That's it. That's what I mentioned last week. The Rebbe Nachman says that the union of Kar was to separate the tzaddik from the lamdan. He made a separation from those two worlds. And there are many, many, many chavrim who think that the only way that I can be a tzaddik is by being a lamdan. That's not. That's not the program. That's not Yiddishkeit. The Yiddishkeit is to cover Hashem, not to yourself. Yiten Hashem shenizke l'skarv l'aretz tzaddikim. So we end with a tefillah. That we should be zeicher to be maskarv to the aura of the tzaddikim, to the aura, to this life, to this, the ruach chaim of the tzaddik. L'skarv l'aretz tzaddikim v'lasik b'sifrei makdoshim, and to learn their svarim. At shenelech b'derech emes, derech shal ruach chaim amiti, to follow this path of Ruach Chaim Amiti, true Ruach Chaim, which is what? Simcha Seyahadis Apshuta. The simple joy of being Jewish. The simple joy of Yahadis, which Rabbi Nosson spoke about and mentioned it. Rabbi Nosson said it over and over and over again in many of the Torahs that he heard from Rabbi Nachman, and he said it over that when all else fails, if you just think about the Simcha, of that out of all the billions and billions of people existed since the beginning of time, that Hashem created you to be a Jew, and the Simcha Seyahadis Apshuta. That Simcha Seyahadis Apshuta that no one can take away from you, because that anything else in the world could be that anything that you made yourself might not turn out. But anything that Hashem made you to do, it turns out right. Hashem, that can't be taken from you. Hashem made that. But you made the kugel. The kugel might not taste good. But if Hashem is Baruch made the kugel, it's good. So if Hashem is Baruch made you into a yid, that means it's good. That's simcha seyahadis apshut. Hashem didn't mess up when he made you. Hashem made you into a yid. He didn't mess that up. And that's not anything that anybody can take from you. You get all worked up because the anti-Semites say horrible things about Jews. You get all worked up. But then, what is that? How does that upset you? What does that hurt you? Why are people so obsessed with hearing whatever the anti-Semite has to say about you? Why does it get everybody all worked up? What's the reason for that? Why does it make you feel bad when the anti-Semites say bad things? Because you're worried about their future? You're worried that the anti-Semite might go to Gehenna? You're worried about that? We give him a brach, we'll get into it again. That's not. So what is it so upsetting about an anti-Semite says bad stuff? And he ever said, can't believe. Why does it get to be so worked up? It's disappointment. We were hoping the world got better. There are all kinds of svaras. All kinds of svaras. But if there's any tiny molecule in any of that where a person feels that he's not respected or that he's not looked up to or that he's not appreciated, then then you're slipping into that darkness of that's not the Ruach Chaim of the Tzaddik. The truth of the matter is that every single insult that's thrown at us is another proof that we're Hashem's people. And a person who believes in that knows that we were made by Hashem into his children. That's something that doesn't fail, that can't fail. Hashem is Baruch. We fail, we make something that doesn't work out. Hashem is Baruch doesn't fail. Doesn't fail. So that's Hashem made me into a Jew. That's something I'm not a failure. Hashem is Baruch made me into a Jew. He didn't fail. And therefore, but there's nothing else in the world that I could feel that I that I could make myself feel happy about if I stop and I think about it. That's what he's saying. Simchas Yehadus Apsuta. Rabbi Nachum speaks about this in one of the Torahs. That in that inyan of Simchas Yehadus Apsuta, there's no sadness. Because that's Hashem's accomplishment. That you're Yid. And Simchas Yehadus Apsuta. The simple joy of being able to keep Shabbos. The simple joy of being able to keep Shabbos. So it's going to be Yontif now. It's going to be Purim. And might be that someone's going to think, especially as it happens with the Bacher, this wasn't the biggest Purim of my life. There was always this thing about how was this Purim? Whatever, however you measure a successful Purim. What's a successful Purim? What's the Simchas Purim that a person has? And think about how you measure whether or not it was a successful Purim. And it was the whole inyan of measuring a successful Purim. Simchas Yehadus Apsuta, of being a Yid, of being alive, and being a Yid that's able to keep Torah mitzvahs. That's the Simchas Purim of a Jew. Hashem to save us, Mimis Lechaim. They wanted to kill every single one of us. L'hashem L'har G'labid. And here I am, I'm alive. And what's the tachas of my life? To get more drunk than my Chavrusa? To dance in a way that people go, what? I never saw such a dance in my life. But to be able to make a whole party that nobody ever saw such a big party like my Purim party. If you can't sit by yourself in a room, by yourself in a dark room on Purim, without any shalach manis or anybody visiting you, because everybody decided we're not going to visit you this year, and you can't sit in a dark room and feel the simcha of Purim, it means that you haven't tasted yet of what happened in Shushan Abira. Back then when Purim happened. The Simchas Yehadus Apsuta of being a Jew. It doesn't depend upon anybody's Shalach Manas. You know why the Shalach Manas now is so much fancier than they used to be? That even when I was growing up, it was just a piece of sponge cake my mother made and on a paper plate with a little saran wrap, a little thing, a piece of an apple or a piece of sponge cake that my mother made on her own. Why is it that over the years the Shalach Manas have to become more expensive? Why is that? What are they becoming so expensive, the Shalach Manas? And there are also many reasons for that. It's to make somebody feel good. Either the person that's giving the Shalach Manas to feel that they're giving such expensive Shalach Manas, or to make the person who receives the Shalach Manas to feel good. But if we would be Jews that lived with the Simchas Yehadus Apsuta in a very, very simple way, Simchas Yehadus Apsuta, a piece of sponge cake is fine, an apple. Ben Mitzad, the one who's giving it, and Ben Mitzad, the one who's receiving it. The one who's giving it doesn't have to give more than that. The one who's receiving it doesn't feel bad. Because all it is a simon that I'm thinking about you. And I have remembered you, that's all. And what about the one who doesn't get Shalach Manas, God forbid, from anybody? The guy that's sitting in the dark room? And that's the Hele Gavishn, when he was in jail. He spent Purim in jail, just for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Shalach Manas that he got from Hashem Baruch Hu is that feeling of his presence. So the Rishna could be in a dark room on Purim, and he felt the Simchas Yehadus Apsuta, being a Yid on Purim. The Purim before, the Rishna was sitting with 10,000 Chassidim and making a Purim, the Purim of all time. But the Rishna, there's no difference key who's in. What was so good about the Purim of 10,000? Oh, the Jews are giving Kavod Hashem. And what's so good now? Giving Kavod Hashem. No. But last year I did with 10,000 Jews. Last year I had 10,000 Chassidim because last year I was by the Tish. This year I'm in jail. This year, how do I give Kavod Hashem? In jail, I give it. I take his Shalach Manas from him, and I give him my Shalach Manas, and that's it. Matan Sevyonim, I give him. That's it. That's the whole Purim. What kind of Purim? Why, you're such a loser. The vision is such a loser. What kind of Purim is that? I spent Purim, you know, in the Grand Hyatt with a 40-piece band and bottles of alcohol, you know, bottles of schnapps and wine, thousands of dollars worth. That's a Purim. Shemaim, they have different ways of measuring things. What's considered to be a Purim. And the measurement in Shemaim is not how it made you feel, but the covet Hashem. So if you're a bacher and it makes you feel good to lose yourself one day and act like an idiot and a drunk, you have to ask yourself, is this giving the way I acted on Purim, did that give covet Hashem? Is that covet Shammai? Oh, Hashem wants me, chayvinus levsume, is the only sentence that a person knows, the whole sentence and all of the whole Gemara, whole Talmud Bavli. So Hashem told me to get drunk on Purim. Ask yourself if that's kosher. You're so medactic and everything that Hashem is about. Ask yourself. Davka with this, with this one, which is a klal, how do we make the mitzvah? And what was the covenant that you gave to Hashem as Baruch? Did you give covenant? Was it because of covenant Hashem? Or you wanted to be the center of attention? You had people laughing and joking about it. And boy, he made us fail. What a poem we had with him while the wife is standing on the side, embarrassed. Was it covenant Hashem? That's the only question. That's Simchas Yehad is Apshuta. Simchas Yehad Apshuta, Asiyas Nachas Ruach Hashem as Baruch. That's it. Simchas Yehad is Apshuta. Asiyas Nachas Ruach Hashem is Baruch. Just to give Nachas Ruach Hashem is Baruch. And that's the Lamaisa. There's a story from one of the Chazer from Lublin. One of the Chassidim from Lublin was a big tzaddik himself. Shmuel Karev was a huge tzaddik. And saw a whole Maisa with him. Yeah. Without the whole long story, but he didn't have any money. It was one of these situations. And how it happened? It happened that he was able to get right. So they didn't know they were going to make this either. And they got a gift that came to the wife, a whole thing with food and everything. And there was Shmuel had Gewaldige came home and he had Gewaldige Simcha, and the two of them, it was just him and his wife. They made a seder. And it was all kinds of limudim, unbelievable things that he was talking about, and him and his wife, the vikudim around the table, such a Pesach. So, in Chutz Laaretz, they're two star. So they were up so late with all the avodah, the husband and wife, the tzaddik and his rabbis, and they were up so late. So the second night of the Seder, what happens is that they've never, they're older people, they weren't so young anymore, and they're sitting by the Seder, and like very early on in the Seder, they both fell asleep. And Shmuel woke up like 5 minutes before Chatzais. And he goes, oh, Gewalt! And the whole thing, the whole city had maybe in 5 minutes, he was trying to do all the mitzvahs to do by this man. And he had, can you imagine it, without any of the kavanas, nothing, just a. So he was very, very, very tzibrah that happened to him. So after, he couldn't wait until after the last days, he went to the Chayza. And when you walk into, you have to say anything to the Chayza, he sees right away. So that he walked in and Shmuel to the Chayza, and the Chayza looks at him and says, "Ah, Shmuel, I see you had two starim this year. The first Seder was beautiful. The second one's good." He said, "The second Seder was unbelievable." First one, he says, "Okay. What was so gewaldic about the second Seder? The second Seder was 5-10 minutes. Because there was nothing at all of himself in it. Every second was just Borei Yavid. It's just Fakash Baruch. Just Fakash Baruch. Nothing. Because he got nothing out of it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So sometimes you could end up even many years after that story, you could end up at a Seder. You really are not so happy being at that Seder. For whatever reason, you ended up Chalila in some hotel somewhere. And I can't imagine anybody would ever be happy being in such a thing. So you're happy and you're. So there's some people sitting around you and you see strangers all over, or maybe you're richer, so you got your own room, or you're related to the guy that owns the program, so you got your own room, right? So you're sitting someplace, and you say, what am I doing over here, sitting in the middle of nowhere? It's a ridiculous thing, and maybe some Ein Yehudi bringing me some lettuce. What am I doing over here? And you feel like you could make, it's a terrible matzah of you, and you can make that at the most chashuv seder of your life. If you go with Simchas Yehadus Apshut, but it didn't turn out to be the Seder that you wanted. It didn't turn out to be the Seder you wanted. How was your Seder? When did your Seder end? How do you say it? It didn't turn out to be the Seder you wanted. the Seder that was like last year, or the Seder of the century, like the competition. Klal not. The Simchas Yehad is absoluta of eating the matzahs and drinking the abrakaisis and doing what you had to and saying over the Maaser. Simchas Yehad is absoluta. So Erech Shal Mitzvah Nimdad, the Maaser, the last sentence on the bottom. Erech Shal Mitzvah Nimdad Lefi Nachas Ruach HaGoyim. The value of a mitzvah is not measured by how it makes you feel, but the Nachas Ruach that it causes. Lo Lefi Hatzlocha Nearest Ayin, it's not measured by the Hatzlocha that you could see with your eyes. Therefore, Ika Nachas Ruach Daika is Davka Kashem is Chadshim Leskav Ach Bein Nefil. Biggest Nachas Ruach is Davka after something did not go well, or you're in a place that you're not so thrilled about, and a matzah that's not going, and from that place of the distance, you makarv yourself to Hashem Yisbarach, and from that place, Adrabba, then Hashem Yisbarach has the biggest Nachas when you could have very easily slipped into depression and sadness, and instead you lift yourself up and you say, I'm going to eat the matzahs, I'm going to be makarv the mitzvah. The fi koichi achra. According to what I could do right now, why? To give nachas ruach to the one who created me. So that's the tachlis of life. Okay, as a shamer, shamer, fair, I'm not taking the problem.